2. Chomsky in his Green Period. One of the best known and most often quoted examples discussed in the early writings of Chomsky is the sentence, "Colorless green ideas sleep furiously." His point in discussing this sentence was to show that what makes a sentence grammatically well-formed is not predictable on semantic grounds alone. Colorless green ideas sleep furiously has pretty good syntax, even though semantically it is a mess. It shares a tree structure with serious university students work diligently, and that makes it superior syntactically to furiously sleep ideas green colorless, even though both are meaningless. So this example may seem to give a reason for keeping semantics out of syntax. But we have seen enough other examples already to understand that syntax and semantics are fundamentally and functionally inseparable.